We're excited to announce the latest and greatest offering from the HCP Live network of podcasts. New Insight with Dr. Viral Sheth is a premier ophthalmology-focused podcast hosted by an important leader in the field. Dr. Sheth is the Director of Clinical Trials at University Retina in Chicago. Each episode, we will be joined by important guests from across the ophthalmic arena, examining the biggest research news in retina, taking an in-depth look at Phase 3 data and new therapies, sharing perspective and insight into their own work in these areas, and navigating both the internal and external factors facing ophthalmology each day. Together, HCP Live and Dr. Sheth want to consider the question, what does it mean to be an ophthalmologist in the 21st century? The series will launch in April to mark the beginning of Q2 of 2023 and lead into a brand new season for data, conferences, and other new impactful moments that make up the calendar year. But today, we're excited to release a teaser for the first episode of New Insight, featuring a conversation between Dr. Sheth and our first guest, Dr. Arshad Khanani, the Director of Clinical Research at Sierra Eye Associates in Reno, Nevada. In this segment, our two experts discuss upcoming meetings and what data they're most excited to discuss and learn about in the near future.
So let me ask you this. So now looking ahead at 2023, what meetings are you looking forward to other than CTS? And what's the data that you're looking for? I know, you know, we're looking still ahead at some new approvals potentially of medications, but what other data are you looking at, that stuff that's maybe more pipeline?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, the meetings that are always good, you know, ASRS, you have thousands of retina specialists in one room, one podium, really good discussions. You know, AAO, your retina society, you know, those are all excellent meeting. One of my favorite meetings ex-US is EU Retina, European Retina Specialist Meeting. I find it's fascinating because you get to see your colleagues outside the US. And as you said, the treatment decisions, the patients, the care is so different. And I think now that the world is so small because of social media and global connections, I think it's good for all of us to kind of get together on a global level to kind of say, what are the meaningful things that can impact our patients? For example, you know, pegcetacoplan is approved in the US, but it's not approved in Europe. And the question is whether it's going to get approved or not. What are the things the European authorities are looking for? What are the things US authorities were looking for? And what happens to those patients that have GA in Europe and they don't have a treatment? So things like that. So European Retina Specialist Meeting is one of my favorites, and not because I really like Ramin and Frank and Anand and all the group there, but it's just a great platform to get that view outside the US. In terms of data, I think all of us are waiting for the two-year data from the GATHER2 study. Evison kept it Pegol. You know, we presented the GATHER2 data last year, 1 year at AO, and the hope is that by AO this year, we'll have GATHER2 two-year data. And remember, as you recall, in the second year, patients who were treated with Evison Keptot monthly will now be treated monthly or every other month, and then the sham patients will continue on sham injections. So I think trying to see how the benefit of inhibition of GA growth with C5 inhibition can help these patients. So I'm looking forward to that data. And then, you know, of course, gene therapies, you know, are exciting. There is new data from gene therapy trials that we continue to see. So those are obviously the data releases I am waiting for. There's also KSI-301. There's going to be a lot of data from that program, you know, Glimmer and Glow studies and you know, the Daylight study. So I think as a field, we have a lot of exciting things happening in terms of longer acting molecules and gene therapy and new treatment for unmet, you know, needs like GA. And I think as physicians, we have to figure out, you know, what is the best option for our patients. And, you know, not everything gets approved. So I think our goal is to, even if you have a trial that doesn't meet the primary endpoint, you learn from it so that next level, we are able to design a trial for a new product in a smarter way. So I think I learn as much from, you know, studies that meet the primary endpoint versus studies that fail, because I think again, you know, we have to drive innovation, and the only way to do that is to learn from everything that's out there. And one more thing I wanted to mention is that you and I, you know, do a lot of clinical research, but we learn on a daily basis. And I learn from my staff, and I learn from, you know, younger colleagues who ask me very good questions, even though I'm mentoring them. So I think the learning never stops and it continues. And my thinking is that you learn from everyone and don't have that opportunity go away. So yeah, I mean, it's going to be another exciting year for our patients and the field of retina.
Thanks for listening. Keep an eye out for new episodes of New Insight coming soon.